The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When I did this reading, I never saw how that would all come together. But it literally did. Hello, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to the Co's channel. Here, I like to have deep conversations over a nice beverage. How long has it been since we've done a Rosé Rambles? Also, comment down below if you've been around to even know what a Rosé Rambles is. Rosé Rambles are pretty much like a spinoff from coffee talks that I used to do back in 2018, where I basically would drink a rosé and ramble. And that's kind of going to be the vibe today. It's not going to be it's pretty much exactly the same thing. Before we begin, if everybody wants to you don't have to close your eyes, but feel free to close your eyes. As I set the setting for our chat today, we're all sitting in a circle. We have blankets over our shoulders because we're sitting outside as the sun is setting around a bonfire. You look down at your hand. You have whatever beverage of choice is sitting in the cup. And I volunteer as tribute to speak of a story of the time a psychic predicted my life. Now we all know where we're sitting, what we're about to do, what's about to happen. Quick disclaimer, today I'm gonna be sharing a psychic reading from The Rock Store. They are a really cool place in Toronto that I used to go to get my tarot readings done by Jane. I also did a past life regression there. And I just loved walking around their shop. Their shop is so cute. So I'm gonna leave all the Rock Store's information down below. Definitely check them out if you're in the Toronto area. So you actually can get a reading done by Jane if you guys are interested. Again, I'll link it down below. I just think that certain people are very intuitive and very sensitive to different energies, sensitive to different patterns, and perhaps even sensitive to different messages or just like things that pop into their head that they might not be able to explain. I also believe that these tools and methods and experiences are really just a good way to gain some inspiration and perhaps your own self-clarity. So I don't think that anybody knows you more than you know you. And I think that just like reading your horoscope to reading really good advice in a book, you have to like take it and adapt it in a way that works for you. And my last disclaimer is that I mean no offense to anybody. If I say anything that gets taken the wrong way or hurts anybody's feelings, it is definitely not my intention to disrespect anybody today, to offend anybody today. I'm just here to share my experience and my story. I also have cracked out my 2020 journal to cross-reference. This is gonna be lengthy for me to film, but I'm gonna chop it all down so that it's nice and cohesive and not too fluffy. The day that I got this reading, because I have it written in my journal, is Sunday, January 5th, 2020. And it says, Today I have a tarot reading with Jane. I know I'm finally ready to step out of my own way and start living my life's purpose. I know what I am here to do, what I'm committing to, and I'm so grateful for everything I've already accomplished and I'm about to. The only real question I have is, where is the love of my life? How do I find him? Commitment to finding my flow through unconditional love, community, resilience, courage, health, and wellness by making my dreams a reality and showing others how to wake up and do the same for themselves. With more love, community, resilience, courage, health, why do I keep repeating myself? The only thing I wish to manifest with all of that I already know to be written is my love, my man, and eventually our family. Wow, sharing that on the internet is weird. The next day I wrote, saw Jane yesterday. She gave me ideas on different ways to start monetizing Co's, that I'm going to buy a house, and that my man is coming. I just looked up outside and it's snowing. So I have this really weird theory that every time I look up and I see snowfall or I see butterflies, it's like, not all the time, I mean, it snows a lot here in Canada, but there's certain times, I can't explain it, when the snow is just really fluffy and it's snowing, and I get this fluttery feeling like something good is happening, or like it's a good sign, a good omen. And same when I look up in the summertime and I see a lot of butterflies, I get this like really good fluttery feeling that like it's a good omen. Let's listen to the predictions, the tarot reading. We'll listen to it through, I'll react to it. I'm a little nervous because I myself talk in this and I'm like, I don't know why you would think that, again, hearing my own voice online for so long, I would be used to this, but apparently I'm not. Okay.
I feel like there's something like, you know what I get from you? Like, what's next?
Yeah.
Most people would look at you and say, look at her, she's got it all. But that, if that were you, you wouldn't be where you are.
Right.
You would, because you, just to do what you're doing now, you said, what's next? Mm-hmm. So now you got to pioneer something else.
Right.
What is it that you want to do?
It's funny because I feel like I know exactly what I want to do professionally. I want to grow Co's, which is my brand, but
I was just going to say, I feel like you're a model for a brand, but I'm thinking, oh, she'd be a model. But it's like a model for a brand, but it's your own brand.
Yes, all things that make people feel cozy and comfortable. But I kind of want the underlying message is to make people feel more comfortable on Earth so that they can then find their own state of like flow.
Still true.
So just mugs and stuff, I feel like there's more to it than that.
There is. It's growing in terms of there's content online. It's a whole community and there's newsletters. And because it's on YouTube and it's a podcast, the pay comes in all different ways.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest something else. That you would have an exclusive thing, that
right?
Maybe 30 people, I don't know, whatever, where you would talk to them once a week, once a month,
right?
And it would be very personal. People could interact with you,
right?
So I re-listened to this about a month or two ago and it blew my mind a little bit because it was right as I was prepping to launch the Co's Flow memberships, and then on top of that, just the Co's bonus memberships in general, like the Co's members and then Co's community contributors. And it was really wild to re-listen to this and hear her say that.
Make like a smaller Co's membership where maybe once a season you can sign up and only.
And it in many ways would be like a coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot about that. I didn't remember her saying that. But I know I'm spinning a lot of plates right now, but underneath all the plates I'm spinning, the other plate that I'm prepping to spin is doing something like life coaching. Anyway, let's keep going because this is gonna be long.
Right.
Have you considered taking a coaching course?
Yes, I'm doing my yoga teacher training first and then I actually want to do my life coaching.
I'm being a lot right now, but I did it. I did the yoga teacher training and now I'm prepping to do my life coach certificate in the fall.
So why do you want to do teacher yoga training?
That's part of, I guess, my state of flow. That's how I found flow, was through yoga. So I want to be teacher certified so that I can start creating yoga flows too. It's just a part of underneath the umbrella of what I'm trying to kind of build a
so
brand.
So what will you do? Will you start like a yoga YouTube thing?
Yeah.
That is charge like, for it. You don't have to charge a lot.
No.
There's so much more to you. Like I think, yes. And I don't want to demean you in any way, but I'm just like, you ain't seen nothing yet, kid. Like that's what I feel like.
Right.
I believe coaching, whatever coaching you do, is going to be liftoff for you.
Right.
Like SpaceX going to the moon. Let's talk about love. Okay, so where are you with love? Because you met somebody, it fell through. You're going to travel again this year. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, yes.
And it's away. It's not Windsor. It's
yes.
She's calling Bali.
Is it new water?
Well, I'm going to Bali for the yoga.
I hope you let your mind relax there. Because I know you, you're going to be like, how does she run this business? How did, you know, I that brain of yours is going to go full stop. And I get that, but I really
I did
think
that.
You need to.
Okay.
You, here's the thing, you can't do everything.
Yeah.
So you have to pace yourself in terms of what you're going to do. You know, you're going to have a posse.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I'm not criticizing you, I'm just telling you what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You project onto other people your value system.
Okay, yes.
Which is, by the way, what makes you successful. But not everybody has your value system. And I'm saying this as a negative. You see the good in people.
Yes.
Like, not to spin off here, because we're going to go through all of this and it's not really the topic today, but that really did become a huge issue for me when it came to, when she says hiring a posse, I say hiring my team. Yeah, I definitely went into it with, instead of business etiquette, kind of just relying on like kindness and like hoping for the good and just hoping things would work out, and then finding the hard way that you can't run businesses like that. So hiring was a struggle for that reason. There's still kinks and quirks and tweaks, and just interesting that she said that.
The missing wheel on this train, on this bus, is love. What are you doing? Like, I don't know that you're focusing on it enough.
I thought I had found literally like the person, and then it fell through. And
this was some time ago though.
Yes. And then we tried again, and then it just burned to the ground. It was not good. So I was doing some healing at the end of 2019, and now I'm like, okay, like, when, where is that person?
How about a photographer? I just feel like I can't hold him down. The air gets thinner.
Right.
Okay, so let's look at love.
This is a little awkward for me to talk about because obviously I introduced one of my ex-boyfriends to my channel and to my social media, and in previous sessions with her, she told me after coming out of a heartbreak that she saw a photographer coming in my life and she saw us going away on a trip. And again, that actually happened, and that is how I ended up meeting my ex-boyfriend. And we kind of just went into it there. She was like, she just randomly, I don't know if she remembered or what, but she was like, what happened to the photographer? And that was a year apart. So I don't know how she remembered that.
He was a good person.
Very good person.
Yes, he was.
Talking a lot.
They're here and they teach you something. You have to go through it and you say, I want all these qualities and I want someone with their feet more solidly on the ground.
Wow, yeah.
And you also need somebody that wants to grow. You cannot be with somebody that says, oh good, this is the way I'm gonna stay the rest of my life. It just won't work.
Right.
Damn. Jane. Jane's gonna make me recap my rosé here.
In the Marquis deck, which is where the Jungian teach from in Switzerland, this is actually a young man leaving his mother. So it's like walking away from what you know was comfortable and saying, now I'm gonna go into my lover. So it's like leaving behind the things that no longer work for you. And it looks like you're focused on that. Like you're really like moving forward and it's coming quickly. But this was a hit. I really think you did everything you knew how to do.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say this to you honestly, it was enough.
Yep.
He didn't step forward.
She's not talking about my ex-boyfriend here. She is talking about, you missed it there, but she kind of switched back over to talking about somebody that I had met that just didn't work out with.
Death, Dr. Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of death, denial, anger, depression, compromise, acceptance. So you've been going through that, that's fine.
Yeah.
So now you're ready to refocus.
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't work. Let me know where everything is and get myself settled and being in control of your material life and reigniting the relationships in your life that do work. And this would be family, friends. This is not a lover. This is family, friends. And
what she's saying there, like, it gives you that extra like boost of just connection and the relationships you already have in your life. That's exactly what my friends and family did for me in 2020. Even if they didn't know it, I leaned on them a lot to go through that heartbreak.
And then comes yes, yes, win, win, what you want, wants you. But it's almost like you just need to get your sea legs again.
Yeah.
A little bit. And I think you actually are.
Breakups suck, even if they're people you don't date.
This, now, I want to say this. I named my cards. I told you that. This is John Mayer, right?
Oh, I love that.
When I teach, I always say this. Look, what's the horse doing? So this is like, you know what a dressage horse where they prance like that? So He's not even spilling his cup of wine as he's moving.
It's the Knight of Cups.
He's moving quickly. That's the issue. He's moving, he's doing all the right things. He's romantic. He sings songs. But my issue with John Mayer is he dated Katy Perry. He dated Jennifer Aniston. He didn't get to the altar. There's going to be somebody that is, yes, yes, win-win, like really the whole package, but it doesn't look like for now it's going to move the way to, you're ready for a committed relationship. Like you're ready for, to put on the big boy pants and the big girl pants and say, let's figure out life together.
Yeah.
Let's be holistic. I get that. Now,
I'm ready.
I think you need to stay the course. I think you need to, this time, I think you need to stay the course and no matter what anybody says and say, this is, I'm going to make this work. And I don't think it's only going to be you that makes it work, but I don't think it's going to go as quickly as you would like it to go. No, we're going to do it our way.
Right.
So I think someone's coming. How do you even meet people?
That's my other question.
Jane's asking all the real questions of 2020, 2021. How do you even meet people?
Who picks these guts?
Me.
So you can't change other people, but you can change yourself.
Right? Yeah.
I think he misses
Jane.
You. He misses you. I just don't think he could get his act together. I don't know what it was.
He could.
All the men's in my life before now.
You know, it's really interesting because
that's not true.
You say this is great. I want more, and he says this is great. Oh, what am I going to lose? They're not going to lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to say, these are my deal breakers. And you need to be aware of those signs.
Right.
But you've got to meet them somewhere where there's some sort of interaction that escalates. Nice. You need to go somewhere to do that, where you could meet this person. And I have a feeling it's out, like not Toronto.
Right.
Oh!
That it's just waiting for this opportunity to...
Oh, you don't wait for anything. Because you're supposed to purchase a place, you know that.
I want to.
I feel like you're going to buy something, but I don't think it's down by... you. I know you like the water, don't
yes.
you? Yeah. I don't feel like it's where you are. You said you were in Harborfront or something,
yes.
right? I feel like it's a little further out for some reason, but
okay.
it that doesn't matter. I feel like you... This is what I want you to do. I want you to buy a place... And I want you to get really happy and really situated and have everything moving, and then he's gonna blow it right out of the water because he'll be like, this doesn't work for me. This is, you know, like it's, then all of a sudden you're gonna have to give it all up.
Okay.
Whoa.
And that's gonna be a thing because you'd like to be grounded. I get that.
Yeah.
So I almost think it's like the universe going, haha.
If I buy a place, that's like a year out though. That means he's not coming for a while.
Listen to me. I'm just like, can I just get my man's right now? But that's really funny because I did buy this house and boom, I met my boyfriend. He's a builder, so he wants to build a dream house. And so it's so funny because I bought this house thinking like, this is my forever home. And he's very much like, it's a for now home. We're gonna build our dream home. But let's say she is right, and let's say she's speaking of him. That would be interesting.
And
it was literally exactly
like
a year.
As you get yourself together and organized, things will start to fall into place more quickly. I don't think he lives in Toronto, and I don't think he, and I think he comes back and forth. That's
okay.
What I feel like.
Okay.
Which I don't think that would bother you.
No. I like my face.
I know you do. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be an issue for you to give up. It's what talking am I? Like, oh.
Yes.
I don't want to do that. You need to be aware.
Right.
That there's people around that are interested in you because you're not interested in the hey, BB sort of guy. So you
right.
need to have somebody more along those lines.
Right.
True.
That, you know, that's just strikes up a conversation with you.
Right.
Everybody that walks down the aisle says, I love you. Doesn't work. Trust.
Right.
Trust is whatever trust means to you. He has to be intelligent. You cannot be with somebody who's stupid. You can't be somebody who's racist or homophobic or, you know, just
right.
ignorance isn't gonna work.
Amen.
You don't wanna be the nurturer, you don't wanna be kind, you don't wanna raise somebody. If they're not ready to, I call it ready to wear, like no fixer-uppers, move-in ready only, I step away.
Right.
That's amazing advice, like amazing dating advice. No fixer-uppers, move-in ready. Nobody you have to mother, nobody you have to nurture, nobody you have to teach. This is an interesting perspective. I'm not perfect or move-in ready either. I'm a little move-in ready. Like, just because I've been such a lone wolf most of my life, like I've always just been kind of like ready. You know, I can hold my own, and so nobody really has to carry me. But wow, Jane, dropping some dating truths.
And the last one is shared values. So, for instance, and if that's not there, you're building on air, and then it just won't work.
Right.
Wow.
And the issue I have with water signs and love specifically, but in all aspects of their life, is that people don't get you. They think they do, and they don't.
Right.
There's a part of you that's sacred, that with all that you do, it's sacred to you and you alone.
Right.
And so, one of the issues with love for a water sign is finding somebody. To me, it's like underground rivers that have to connect, and you have to find somebody that can connect to that part of your soul.
Right.
Wow.
And that's what's missing.
Fellow water signs, I feel you.
Here's the other thing about water signs. When water is still and deep, mysterious, it's great, but when you tick them off,
right. Yep.
It takes a long time for the water to slow down.
Right.
Yup.
What else is going on in your life? Tell me, is there something going on with your family? It's almost like they pushed you.
Yeah.
I don't think they pushed you on purpose. I think you accepted it as a push. What is the thing with your mom, though? I just feel like she's like almost like a cloud of your mom over you.
That's kind of the part of my life that I feel like I most recently made sense of, and again, led to me realizing my purpose of, you know, not being stagnant, not letting mental health hold you back, not, you know, just being resilient, having courage.
See, I thought I had made sense of it then. I was still making sense of it. And I feel like I would love to sit here and be like, oh, I've made sense of that now, but I'll bet you in a year from now, I'll look back and be like, no, girl, you were still making sense of it.
Some people use it as a reason and some people use it as an excuse.
Right.
You use it as a reason.
Yes.
To succeed. But I feel like she's like a little bit of a cloud in some ways. I actually feel teary here. For her to take a step forward, she would have to disintegrate first and rebuild herself, and that's hell.
Yeah.
What's interesting is, this is what you're doing for your followers. You're saying,
yeah,
elevate.
Yeah.
And your mother, all she'd have to do is follow you and listen.
Yeah.
So when I re-listened to this, I didn't re-listen to the full thing all the way through, because it's an hour long and I've probably condensed a lot of this already. She just spoke a lot about my relationship with my maternal mother. I only have one mother. Well, I have a stepmom, so I guess that makes sense, my maternal mother. But what she just said brought me a lot of peace, and it was basically to accept people as they are, but maybe not always let them into your inner circle, and just leave it as in, like, I accept you, I'm gonna love you, I'm not gonna like break off contact with you, which is kind of where I'm at right now. I'm really tiptoeing a line right now with talking about personal things, but at the same time to like put that boundary there, which is very much what I've done. I at one point in my life wasn't in contact with my mom, and that reversed, and now I still do holidays and like certain, you know, once in a blue moon like message and such. But
you took on a role in the family. That role that you took on is the one that you need to fix in adulthood.
What
role did you play when you were young?
Oh,
what role were you?
Did I have
play
an answer?
In your family. You have a sibling, correct?
Yeah, I have two. It's interesting because I feel like a big part of what I had to heal was feeling like I was invisible, that I didn't really have a role.
You were sensitive enough to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you knew it was useless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you might have said you were ignored. You chose to be ignored because you didn't want to put your head above the weeds and get it shot off.
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
That's true.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
How old were you when your father left?
18.
That's a tough age.
Like, the fact that she just throws that, she's just like, how old were you when this happened? How did you even know that happened?
Does that affect your outlook on relationships at all? In your opinion?
Not anymore.
Lies, yes.
It does initially, but I'm conscious of it.
That's true.
And I don't let it hold me back.
As an adult, when you look at your mother and your father, can you see how they should have never been together?
Yes.
You also need to see that within your own world.
Right.
Who needs to be together and who doesn't.
Damn.
So that whole invisible thing, you become quite visible. Mm-hmm. But there's also a part of you that you keep invisible.
Yes.
Who knows that part of you?
No one.
Well, there's my answer. Okay. There's a part of you that you keep quite to yourself, which I don't think is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But to really truly connect with that one person, that's how you will know.
So what if there was one person but it didn't work out? And it was like,
girl, let it go.
I don't think he knew what to do with you. He's an idiot. I'm sorry.
He is, thank you.
You don't always get the opportunity to go and know who you are and know who you are in a relationship and feel safe and warm and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I want is intimacy. I want that love. But I'm not going to find it if I'm holding on to him. So I tried to just let it cut me and just...
Who has 100% loved you in your life?
My dad, I would say. Definitely.
I agree with you that your dad loves you, by the way, and unconditionally. I also think he let you down.
Deep.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you hold it against him. And you were a helpless, powerless little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Hard to reconcile.
My sister.
She's gonna have a baby.
She literally got pregnant like a month later. That's wild.
You're gonna be crazy about this baby.
I would welcome that into my life.
Yeah. I'm missing something. I feel like there's something else I'm supposed to be giving you and I don't know what it is. I want you to monetize more low fees. I want you to do something about buying a place, which
right.
is fine. And you're going to know that person when you're willing to be vulnerable.
Right.
When you're willing to share that lone wolf part of yourself, that
Oof.
Part of you that you don't share with anybody. Talk about the journey of self-discovery in your blog.
Yes, and I have been, which has been, that part's been working. But...
Give me just one more minute.
Okay.
I know I'm pulling you.
No, please.
What does she got to say? One more minute.
I just asked, what does the universe want you to know about new love? So here's the thing. You haven't made the complete break yet. You haven't said, I'm willing to go for it 100% yet, but you will. This is a wonderful card. It's a one, it's a new beginning, so it's someone you do not know.
Okay.
And this is the only card that has a cup, a pentacle, a sword, and a wand, meaning you have every single thing that you need right now in order to meet this person and to develop a love. In tarot, when you have flowers, it's when the action is when the flowers bloom. Then it's like, you're supposed to have love in your life. I'm not judging you, but I sort of am, because that's what the card says. And this is part of your journey, is to have true love.
Right.
And that is what's going to make you feel more, it's going to make you feel whole, specifically a water sign.
Wow.
Like you need to fill that up.
Right.
I don't want you to have a transition guy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't just want to sort of...
I don't want a transition
Jane,
guy.
Jane, there were a few.
And I also don't want you to talk about it on your blog.
Okay, yeah.
I think this is something that needs to stay personal.
Wow.
Until you go through the process. Then you can write about it, but not put it on until
mm-hmm.
later.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That is wild. Okay, so that entire reading, even though I've chopped it down for you, that was about an hour long. So there was so much she covered there and so much I cut out. On respect of Jane, because I want anybody that's interested in getting a reading done by her to like truly go through the full process. Let's start with what she got right. Number one, my sister did end up having a baby, which led me to number two. I did end up buying a house away from the harbor front of Toronto and ended up in the countryside of Ottawa, which is super interesting because she did say, I see you moving away from water. And though I'm close to a little bit of water, like I'm definitely not in Lake Ontario anymore. So there you go. Number three, as soon as I moved and bought this house, I literally met my man. Like I met him the same freaking week. He owns his own building company. So he is very knowledgeable when it comes to houses and how they're built and all of that. And so he basically saw this house and was like, this is a great house, like, but it, like, he wants to build our forever house if we obviously stay together, which is obviously both of our hopes. He's not a water sign, but point on the right side for Jane is that his moon is a water sign. So he's a Scorpio moon and an Aries sun. Yes, that's a dynamic duo. I'm a Pisces sun and Libra moon. So the dynamic there is very intense, but at the same time, it is also very, very deep and passionate. And when she talks about meeting somebody that can meet you on that lone wolf level, so he does come and go a lot. Like, he has to go to different job sites and such. And so he does do that, which is wild. She also called the change up and monetization of my income. And that again took me a really long time. It literally took me till 2 weeks ago to fully solidify the transition in my income, which has come with a lot of really stressful changes on my end for sure, because some of the things that she also got right is like being, you know, the fact that I built this brand, the fact that I've built everything in my career up until now, it is a lot of plates to spin at once. And so I am still building that team. It's been a year and a half now. It's now June 2021. That was from January 2020. At the end of October, I wrote down a couple goals that I had going into November 2020, which were finding the love of my life, launching a co's business plan, including memberships, buying a farmhouse that's close to a town, that's close to my sister Charlie and her husband, that also is close to a boyfriend and that I can move into soon. And then there was a couple other things that haven't happened yet, so I'm not gonna say them out loud yet. November 15th, 2020, I put in an offer for my house. I just met someone, he's super sweet. Gave him my number. November 17th, I had my house inspection today. My 5-year plan, moving in soon, winter in my new home, warm yoga, and getting everything for 2021, membership launch, doing a full spring cleaning, and then house projects. It all literally like fell into place in its own way. Like, there's this journal entry I have that says, it's officially been a year. So a year since my heart had been broken. I was too tired and too sad to pick up the pieces. I felt the opposite of empowered, and that has changed now. I love myself, I've got myself, and that is and always will be enough. I remembered my power, and no matter how long it took, I found my way. I turned my anger, fear, frustration, and disappointment into generator fuel, and I manifested all of this with it. I'm free because I'm in control. I'm happy because I did it for me. That was one of the last entries of this. Is it the last entry? Oh my lord, that is literally the last entry in this journal. That was it for 2020. What? She literally got so much right. It's wild. And when I did this reading, I never saw how that would all come together. But it literally did. Before I even post this video, I'm gonna book my own update with Jane because I haven't talked to her since then. That was the last time I literally saw her. She's just amazing. That made me miss her a lot. That made me miss her energy. She's just such a warm soul, and everybody has their own beliefs with this. I'm not sitting here trying to get you to believe that Jane completely predicted my life. Like, I could have definitely heard a lot of that and subconsciously held on to these types of things or held on to that advice in a lot of ways and then made some choices moving forward. But at the same time, I mean, where I've ended up and who I've ended up with, all of the things that are in my life right now, she just nailed it. She nailed so much of it. And I won't say I'm surprised. Like I said, I re-listened to a little bit of that. So I knew that she got buying a house away from the water, right? And I forgot about her saying that my sister would get pregnant. And I also knew that she said it would happen, that I would meet somebody right as I bought a new house. I just truly didn't think it would happen like that accurately. Again, like, I'm very open-minded about these things. Of course, I would love to believe that the man I'm with now is the man I'll be with for life, but also just low-key disclaimer, I come from parents of divorce, so I feel like I'm always looking at life as like a nothing is permanent aside from yourself and your soul. I try to be super, almost too much of a realist when it comes to relationships and marriages and all of those types of things. Which if you guys want to chat about, let me know, because I can make a full coffee talk on something like that. I really do hope that the guy I'm with now is my forever guy. I don't even know what to say. I'm shocked. Like, I'm a little shook. I feel like I just learned a lot. I feel like I not only am shocked by her predictions, but I honestly feel like there was so much wisdom in that reading right now that I'm like, I need to go absorb this. Have you ever had someone read your tarot? Have you ever had someone predict your future? Have you ever had someone do this type of thing for you? And if you have and it's ever come true, leave a comment down below. Or if it hasn't come true, like, I'm open. I love to hear all sides of the spectrum. So even if you're like, I don't really even believe in this thing, let me know your perspective, because I just like to open these types of conversations up, as long as they're respectful, which everybody always is, but I just need to always make that reminder. There is a full community on this channel that's all about, it depends on what level you choose, but it's all about just bringing like-minded individuals together. If you join the yoga membership, there's yoga classes 3 times a week with a live hangout after every class. And then there's also just live events. Like last month we did a member movie night and a member movie day. So there was 2 of them, so different time zones, so all different people can try and make them. Check out all of that in the description box down below. And outside of that, I'm gonna stop rambling your ear off. Although it is a rosé ramble, so pretty on par. Sending you guys all the best energy as you go forth with the rest of your day or night. Let me know what you guys thought about this chat down below. And outside of that, I'll talk to all of you guys in the next coffee talk. Bye, guys.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.